USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The clock continues to tick on Congress and the President to agree on raising the debt ceiling.
We've got to have a big deal done by this weekend to be able to have a timeline to be able to pass it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the two sides are still far apart, and he says President Biden isn't taking negotiations seriously. Biden has said raising the debt ceiling is not negotiable, but he will meet with McCarthy and other congressional leaders again tomorrow. It hasn't dried up, but the surge of migrants to the southern border is nowhere near what officials had feared. The Border Patrol counted about 6,300 encounters at border crossings Friday, then about 4,200 on Saturday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill that bans colleges from spending state or federal dollars on what are called diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts.
This has basically been used as a veneer to impose an ideological agenda, and that is wrong.
DeSantis says the new law intends to elevate merit over identification with racial and ethnic groups. At least 25 other states have considered similar laws. A new survey shows the average age of a car on the road these days is about 12 and a half years. So why so old?
According to Edmunds.com, the average price of a new car, truck, or SUV is about $48,000. That's about 24% more than the average cost before the pandemic. And the interest rate on a typical auto loan these days is around 7%. The combination means we're driving the cars we have longer. I'm Lance Prime.
A history-making heat wave continues to grip the Pacific Northwest. Portland's top 90 for 3 days straight. Seattle's 89 yesterday was the highest ever recorded in the first half of May. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch. Things should cool down to normal, like the mid-70s, by the end of the week. This is USA News.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week.
We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has three been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The strike by movie and TV writers enters its third week tomorrow with no word of any progress in cutting a new deal. New Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino says she's ready to go to build Twitter 2.0. Twitter owner Elon Musk announced Friday the former NBC Universal exec would take over for him. Yaccarino tweeted she has long been inspired by Musk's vision to create a brighter future. He did counseling. He apologized after being caught on video holding a gun inside a nightclub a couple of months ago. But now Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant has been indefinitely suspended after being seen on social media flashing a gun. The NBA's down to its final four. The conference finals begin tomorrow with the Denver Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Lakers in the West. Boston Celtics host the Miami Heat in game one of the Eastern Conference finals on Wednesday. It will be just four NHL clubs left of the playoffs after tonight. Seattle Kraken and Dallas Stars play Game 7 of their series tonight in Dallas. The winner will face the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals. And the East is set, the Florida Panthers against the Carolina Hurricanes. The man who helped make poker a popular sport to play and watch has died. Doyle Brunson was a 10-time champion of the World Series of Poker and an ambassador of the game. His book on basic poker strategy is a must-read for people learning the game. Doyle Brunson died yesterday in Las Vegas at age 89. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.